Can be classified with respect to its nature, jati, in four ways. This is the important one. One is unwholesome, akusala. Second one, wholesome, kusala. Number three, resultant, vipaka. And number four, functional, kriya. These four you have to remember. Before we understand this classification of consciousness, we have to learn the six types of root first, because it's connected with the roots. Okay, there are three wholesome roots: non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. Non-greed means generosity. Non-hatred mean metta also. And non-delusion mean wisdom. Okay. There are three unwholesome roots: greed, hatred, and delusion. Okay. Let us see the unwholesome consciousness first. In Abhidhamma, there are 12 unwholesome consciousness. And these 12 happen every day in our life. Therefore, you understand it, then you can prevent it. If you don't understand it, you carry away by it. Okay? Let us see. There are 12, 8 rooted in greed, 2 rooted in hatred, and 2 rooted in delusion. We will see the 8 rooted in greed first. Number 1, one consciousness accompanied by joy associated with wrong view unprompted. What is the meaning of unprompted? Unprompted means without prompted by anyone. You do it spontaneously, automatically. In a commentary, give an example. He said a boy go to the market and steal an apple spontaneously. It's under this consciousness. One consciousness, unwholesome. But because he steal an apple, it's unwholesome consciousness, accompanied by joy. He steal it happily, associated with wrong view. And unprompted. Nobody asked him to steal. He did it spontaneously. Okay, number 2. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with wrong view prompted. This time, this boy go and steal an apple because his friend urged him to do. You go and steal an apple. You go. And then he goes. This is called prompted. Prompted by other people, induced by other people. So one or two, you see the difference. One is prompted, one is unprompted. Okay, number 3. One consciousness accompanied by joy dissociated from wrong view, unprompted. Now the 3, the difference with 1 and 2, what's the difference? Dissociated from wrong view. Here, what it means wrong view? He know stealing is not good. He know. He has this view. Stealing is not good. But he still go and steal because cannot control oneself. Not enough self-control power. So he go and steal although he know it is wrong action. Okay? Then number 4, one consciousness accompanied by joy, dissociated from wrong view, prompted. Somebody asked him to do. You go and steal. Then it's called prompted, induced by others. Okay? Number 5, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity, associated with wrong view, unprompted. The difference is now is accompanied by equanimity, not by joy. So this boy go and steal an apple, but he has no happy feeling. Previously, he has happy feeling. Now, this case, he has no happy feeling. His mind is equanimous. You see the difference or not? Yeah, okay. Number 6, same. By equanimity prompted. Somebody asked him to do, only he does it. Okay, number 7. One consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from wrong view. This one by equanimity but dissociated. He knows it's a wrong action. If associated with wrong view, he doesn't know it's a bad action because he has wrong view. He doesn't know stealing is not good. It's called associated with wrong view. But dissociated with wrong view, he knows the action is not good and yet he go and do it. You see the difference? Huh? Okay, last one. One consciousness accompanied by equanimity, dissociated from wrong view, prompted. So these 8 cases, some are dissociated from wrong view, some do it with joy, some associated with wrong view, do it with joy, or some do it with equanimity. Some are prompted, some are unprompted. You see the difference? Okay, then I have a question for you. If a person do something bad, prompted, and another person does something bad, unprompted, which one has worse result? Each action has result, right? Vipaka. So which one has bad, worse result? Prompted, because you do it spontaneously. This, when you do bad things spontaneously, this has worse result. But if you do it only by urged by other people, I mean initially you don't have intention to do bad one, but because you associate with bad friend, the bad friend asks you to do, then you do it. So the result not as heavy as you do it spontaneously. Just like the king, I forgot his name. His king killed his father, Mimisara. Ajatasattu killed his father because it's prompted. Prompted by is by Devadatta. Devadatta urged him to kill his father. And also when you do any unwholesome action, you do it with happiness, another one do it with equanimity. Which one do you think has worse result? With joy, right? You do bad and yet you're so happy. That is very, very bad result. Just like our king, our Bodhisattva, he has headache. Lord Buddha has headache. This is past karma, his past akusala karma. One of his lifetime, he was a child. He stayed in a fishing village. So when his relative caught the fish and come back, his relative beat the fish head. And he was a child, ignorance. He was very happy. Doing other people torturing the fish, he was very happy. And because of that bad karma, he got a headache. When even though he already became Buddha, he still have this, we call vipaka, resultant. So long we are in the round of rebirth, whether you are Arahan, Buddha, when the bad karma ripen, we have to bear the result, including Buddha, cannot exempt from this unwholesome result. So long you have 5 aggregates. If you don't want that any bad result happen to you, then you must discard this 5 aggregate without remainder. When there's no more 5 aggregate, no more nama rupa, all our bad karma done previously find no place to attach to, because no more 5 aggregate. So no place to attach to, then one is free from all the unwholesome resultant. So long you have 5 aggregate, you have nama rupa, like Buddha. Buddha's 5 aggregate, nama rupa, is the result of past karma. It's not a present karma. It's the result of past karma. Therefore, his body has to bear the unwholesome past effect, unwholesome effect, which he done, which the bad karma he done previously. After his parinibbana, no more five aggregate, and all his unwholesome karma done previously cannot find place to attach to. So, no more bad result. And it's because of this reason Buddha urged us to strive until we get out of samsara, no more five aggregate, no more new five aggregate, then all our past bad karma have no place, no footing. Therefore, the effect cannot take place. This is the reason why Buddha asks us to strive until we are free from the round of rebirth. Because in the past, we have accumulated so many unwholesome karma. We don't know when this unwholesome karma will ripen. But at the same time, we also accumulate a lot of wholesome karma. Not only unwholesome, wholesome one also. Don't know when this good and bad one can happen. So long we have the body, then they will happen any time, any moment when the conditions are there. All depend on condition. Okay, so this eight unwholesome consciousness rooted in greed. Let us see number two. I go very fast because not enough time. Number two, rooted in hatred. One consciousness accompanied by displeasure associated with aversion unprompted. And since this consciousness is rooted in hatred, it cannot be accompanied by joy. Right? When one gets angry, he cannot laugh. Right? So it must be accompanied by displeasure. Then unprompted. Nobody asks him to get angry with somebody. He himself get angry with somebody. Then the second one consciousness accompanied by displeasure associated with aversion prompted. For example, your staff do something wrong. Then you forgive. But your friend say, no, he has do such a wrong mistake, you got to scold him. Then you start to scold him. That's called prompted, urged by other people. Okay, next two. Unwholesome consciousness rooted in delusion. There are two. One, consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with doubt. When you are doubting or doubtful, then it's called the mind is not clear. It's called delusion. Therefore, it's rooted in delusion. Another one consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with restlessness. So when the mind is restless, wander here and there, the mind is rooted in sheer delusion, purely delusion. Okay, so there are two. And these two are accompanied by equanimity, not joy, not displeasure, only equanimity. When you are restless, then the mind is no joy, also not aversion, until you get angry. Then the consciousness change to one consciousness accompanied by aversion associated with aversion. Displeasure associated with aversion. Then change already. Consciousness change already. But when you are doubtful, the time, the mind is in equanimity. But when you get angry with your restlessness or when you get angry with your doubt, then it change to consciousness rooted in anger. So the mind change very fast, you see. You thought you're still in the restlessness, but already turned to anger already. Okay, so these are the 12 unwholesome consciousness rooted in greed. Okay, now come to consciousness, wholesome consciousness. We are 24, we have 24 wholesome consciousness. What are the 24? You don't have to remember all this. No need. When you roughly know what are the 8, then the rest of it is almost the same. Just the function is different. Okay, let us see number eight. Eight sense sphere wholesome consciousness. Why I say sense sphere? Why I don't say eight wholesome consciousness? Because this consciousness only happen in sense sphere, not in rupa, not in arupa. We have 31 plane of existence. The below one is called sense sphere, human, four apaya, four woeful state, human and dewa, six dewa realm. All this consciousness happen in their mind are called sense sphere consciousness. We have jhana consciousness, we call fine material consciousness. That's not under this category. Okay? Number eight, Number one. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. Okay, what's the difference between the unwholesome one? Associated with knowledge. The unwholesome one is associated with wrong view. Since this wholesome, it cannot be associated with wrong view. Wrong view become unwholesome already, right? So one consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. Okay, let's say you come to listen to Abhidhamma camp. When you heard about this Abhidhamma camp, you are very happy. Then you quickly register. You know you can learn a lot. And this type of consciousness is this one. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. Okay, the second one. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge prompted. You know this Abhidhamma came, but you not interested. You don't want to come. But your friend said, no, you must come. Abhidhamma is very good. When you know Abhidhamma, your knowledge become deepened. And it also helps you to understand the sutta. You say, wow, good, okay, I will go. And this is called prompted. You don't have the initiation. You are lazy, no initiation to do good. But being pushed by others, only you come. So, one consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge prompted. Okay, for this two, when the result, bear the result. Every consciousness, wholesome and unwholesome, bear its result. Okay? So, for these two, which has better result? Unprompted. You do good without induced by other, without urged by other people. Of course, the result will be great. But you after urged by other people, you only come, it means that you have the laziness in you. You don't have the initiation to do good. Then the result also comes slowly. because you take action slow, then the result also comes slowly. So if you understand Abhidhamma, you must know how to behave because all this has different result, right? Same thing, but different result simply because you are prompted by other people. It means that you do good also, you must push by other people. What does it mean? It means that you don't have interest to do good. Therefore, result also comes slow to you. Same thing. So if you push other people to come, you also come and you urge other people to come, you get two good result. Okay. Number third. One consciousness accompanied by joy dissociated from knowledge unprompted. Dissociated with knowledge. Same example, he know this Abhidhamma came. So he said, okay, I want to come. But he doesn't know. It's very beneficial to listen to Abhidhamma talk. He does not know. This is called dissociated from knowledge. Okay? Number four, one consciousness accompanied by joy, dissociated from knowledge, prompted. This one worse. Not even don't know, also have to push by other, only he comes. Are you with me? Is it too fast? I have to go fast. I have no choice. If not, I cannot finish. Okay? Number five. One consciousness accompanied by equanimity. The difference is only equanimity. Associated with knowledge unprompted. He knows this Abhidhamma came. He come. He said, I want to come. But he has no happy feeling. His mind is equanimous only. Okay, it's called accompanied by equanimity. Which one is better, with joy or with equanimity? With joy. Do good, Buddha say, do good must be happy. Do good, you are not happy, the result also become less. It's not we are result-oriented. Since you do already, do it perfectly, right? This is the knowledge I want to share with you. Do it perfectly, then you get better result. Not result-oriented. Okay. Number six, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity associated with knowledge prompted. This one urged by other people, only you come. Okay, number seven, one consciousness accompanied by equanimity dissociated from knowledge unprompted. This one dissociated from knowledge and also accompanied by equanimity. Another one dissociated from knowledge but with joy. You see the difference, huh? Okay, number eight, also same but this one is prompted. So there are three things make the eight consciousness different. Two are prompted or unprompted. Another pair is dissociated from knowledge or associated from knowledge. Another one is accompanied by joy or accompanied by equanimity. Only these three different only. The meaning are same. Only these three different. Is it clear? Okay, good. Okay, this is the eight sense sphere resultant consciousness. Just now is eight sense sphere wholesome. Now is resultant. The eight are the same, exactly the same word. But the previous one is wholesome, now is resultant. So, just now, let's say, we do number one, one consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. As I have said, each consciousness, wholesome or unwholesome, leave behind energy, and when this energy ripen, it produces effect. What is the effect it produces? It's the number one. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. This is called resultant. And this resultant comes from the wholesome, number one, consciousness. This resultant, for example, they come to listen to Abhidhamma camp with understanding. It gives a lot of benefits and you come with a lot of happiness and unprompted, automatically, spontaneously. And if this wholesome consciousness bears its fruit, let's say it produces your rebirth consciousness, it produces your next life to become a human being, and your next life, your rebirth consciousness will be this one. One consciousness accompanied by joy associated with knowledge unprompted. And you will be the one who has very sharp knowledge. And also you experience happiness. Less equanimity, more happiness. So this is the result from your wholesome karma. Number one, teri to number one. Number two, teri to number two. Okay, now we come to another set. Eight sense sphere functional consciousness. This one, we don't have to remember. Why? Because this belongs to Arahant. Unless we are Arahant, no need to remember. Functional all belong to Arahant. So, Arahant has no wholesome and unwholesome anymore. Because when we say about wholesome and unwholesome, it produces result. Arahant action, no result anymore. Therefore, it's called functional. It just function, then finish. No result. We, including Anagami, whatever action we do, all produce result. And Arahant, whatever action they do, no result. Therefore, it's called functional. Okay? So, this is finish 24. Very quick. Okay. Now we come rootless consciousness. I don't think I want to go through very detail, because not so important. Wholesome one is important. Unwholesome and wholesome one is we perform every day. It's very important. Rootless, since it has no root. What are the roots? We have six types of roots, right? What are they? Non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. Greed, hatred, delusion. And this type, rootless means no root. no hatred, no either with hatred or not, no hatred, or no six roots. Since there are no roots, therefore they cannot produce result also. Only root produce result, right? No root, no result, therefore not so important. If I want, I can escape. But roughly let you know. Unwholesome resultant consciousness. You see, the title is very important. Don't skip the title. Title is very important. Unwholesome resultant. Not resultant means that it's our effect already. The effect comes from our past karma, right? So number one, eye consciousness accompanied by neutral feeling. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, this four accompanied by neutral feeling. Therefore, our eye also resultant one. When we born with eye, right? And this eye come from our past karma. It's a result from our past karma. So some have beautiful eye, some have not so beautiful eye. Why? Who to blame? Our past karma. You cannot blame your parent. Your parent is not responsible, are not responsible for your ugly eye or beautiful eye. All come from your past karma. Because here, very clearly, see, eye consciousness, although eye consciousness is consciousness, it's no rupa, but eye itself is the product of past karma. And eye consciousness accompanied by neutral feeling, ear, nose, tongue, all this accompanied by neutral feeling, a body consciousness accompanied by pain. So when you sit, somebody can sit 2 hours, no pain. Somebody sit 20 minutes already, pain here and there because past karma. Body consciousness accompanied by pain. Somebody has very less bodily pain. Somebody has very strong bodily pain like me. Past life perform a lot of unwholesome karma. So I have to bear with it. No one to be blamed, okay? Okay. Then receiving and investigating, these are not important ones. We skip it. Wholesome, resultant, rootless consciousness. Just now it's unwholesome. Unwholesome, resultant. Unwholesome, resultant. Now is wholesome, resultant. When the eye consciousness sees something good, is considered wholesome resultant. When the eye consciousness sees something bad, according to Abhidhamma, when you go out, the moment you come out from your room, then you see an accident, which is not a good sign. So it's considered our unwholesome karma also. Because eye consciousness seeing unwholesome things. But when you go out for a devout Buddhist, when he go out, he see a monk stand in front of you with a begging bowl. Wow, good karma come already, quickly offer the food. This is called good result. Eye consciousness seeing the pleasant one is your good resultant. Eye consciousness seeing the unwholesome one is our resultant also. Okay? And you see number five, body consciousness accompanied by pleasure. This is also wholesome resultant. Our body can enjoy the pleasurable things, is also our wholesome resultant. Okay, the next two are not important. We skip it. And rootless functional consciousness. These are also not important. We skip. Okay. So consciousness can also be divided into four groups by way of plane. Just now we discussed consciousness can be classified by way of nature. What are the nature? Four. What are the four? Wholesome, unwholesome, resultant, and functional. This is one set of four. Now another set of four. Don't confuse, Okay. What are the four? Please read for me. Sense, fear, consciousness, fine material sphere consciousness, immaterial sphere consciousness, supramundane consciousness. These four also must remember. Okay. In order to know sense sphere consciousness, we have to know 31 plane of existence first. Otherwise, your knowledge will not be clear. Okay? There are 31 plane of existence. From the below one, right? Number one. One hell beings realm, one animal realm, one beta realm, hungry ghost, huh? Beta, one asura realms, one human realm, six deva realms. Wait. So this up to six deva we call sense sphere existence, sense sphere realms, huh? Or sense sphere existence, plane of existence. Okay. Then after that, we have three planes of first jhana, three planes of second jhana, three planes of third jhana, seven planes of fourth jhana. These are called five material planes of existence. Okay, the last one, infinite space. Infinite consciousness, nothingness, infinite nothingness. Then neither perception nor non-perception. These four are called immaterial plane of existence. So combine all, add together, we have 31 planes of existence. And this 31 plane of existence can be classified into three, sense sphere, find material and immaterial. This must remember. There are few things you must remember. There are things you no need to remember. Okay. Why cannot go already? Okay, come already. So sense sphere planes we have all 11, and find material sphere planes all 16. This belong to Brahma, who stay, who live on jhana. Their life depend on jhana. They spend their time on jhana only. Not like us. Spend our time pursuing sensual pleasures of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. But for Brahma, no. They only stay, spend their life in the jhana only. And the four immaterial sphere planes. This are the beings who have no organs, no body, only mind. Therefore, it's called immaterial, no material one. Okay? So these are the hell beings. Hell beings are being tortured. I think it's not necessary to go through all the six. You can read it by yourself, this one. Okay. Now we come to five wholesome, five material sphere consciousness. Just now we have sense sphere. How many? Sense sphere consciousness. Sense sphere, we have 12 unwholesome. 12 unwholesome, 8 wholesome, right? 8 wholesome, 12 unwholesome, 8 wholesome. Now, for 5 material sphere, we have 5 only. Okay? 5 is very easy to remember. Jhana, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana. Then you may ask, why got fifth jhana? Not only 4 jhana. According to Abhidhamma, it classified into 5. According to Sutta, only 4. And first jhana and 2 combine become one. For example, first jhana, wholesome consciousness together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. This is first jhana, okay? Second jhana, wholesome consciousness together with sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. This second jhana. So in Abhidhamma, one by one, we delete or discard the jhana factor. For example, first jhana, we have 5 jhana factor, right? And the second one, we have 4. But in Sutta, the second jhana, we have 3 jhana factor. This is the difference. If you cannot catch it, also no problem. But you know four jhana enough. There are four jhana in sutta. Okay? The different here is depend on the jhana factor. Usually we have five jhana factor. Vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata. Initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. This is called first jhana. Then second jhana, then you discard the jhana factor. Until the last one, fifth jhana, only two jhana factor, equanimity and one-pointedness. Later on, you read the book. If not, you cannot follow because I go very fast. Okay, these are five jhana factor. Initial application of mind, sustained application of mind, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. The meaning is in the book. You can read it in the book. Okay, now we come to five material sphere resultant. Just now it's wholesome. Each wholesome can produce resultant, right? So, if you have first jhana, let's say before we die, we still practice jhana, we enter into first jhana. Then we die with first jhana, and this wholesome fine material consciousness of first jhana will produce its result, and that result is called resultant consciousness together with initial application, sustained application, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness. So this is the result of the first jhana. And this resultant consciousness cannot be happen in sense sphere plane. It only happen in five material plane, become the rebirth consciousness of Brahma there. I think you start to get lost already. You start to get lost. Okay, let me come back. And it's because of this reason I stopped teaching Abhidhamma. Because in order to catch up, I have to go very, very slow. If I go fast, you see, I start to feel you get lost. Okay. Just now we have five wholesome, five material consciousness. Why? According to jhana, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. So if a person die with first jhana, then he will be reborn in Brahma world. The first jhana, you see the three planes of first jhana, right? First jhana. So this person were reborn in this plane. Three planes of first jhana, either one plane. And his rebirth consciousness, the first consciousness in his life as Brahma, is called resultant. First jhana, resultant consciousness. Now get it? Okay. So, if a person die as second jhana, wholesome. If I practice second jhana, then it's called wholesome second jhana consciousness. And if I die, I won't reborn. I will not take rebirth in sense sphere plane. I will take rebirth in fine material sphere plane. And my first consciousness is called rebirth consciousness. That rebirth consciousness is second jhana resultant consciousness. Now, got it? This I have to explain very clearly, very slowly, only you can get it. Similarly, if I die as third jhana wholesome consciousness, and I will reborn in third plane of third jhana, right? Third plane of third jhana, there, either one plane. Then my consciousness as a Brahma, my first consciousness come into Brahma world is called third plane resultant consciousness. That resultant come from my before die, I attain third jhana. Cause and effect, ma. And the same, fourth jhana also same, fifth jhana also same. Okay? Therefore, these are resultant, five material sphere resultant consciousness. This resultant consciousness only happen in Brahma world. happen in Brahma world. Let's say now we practice jhana, we attain first jhana. How should I call this type of consciousness? First jhana, wholesome, fine material consciousness. Not sense feel consciousness. We call fine material. Fine material is called all jhana consciousness. Is it clear or not? Should I stop? Okay, huh? Okay, you say okay, well, I continue. Okay, last one. Functional consciousness is same. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana. But when I say functional, it belongs to whom? Arahant. It belongs to Arahant. Huh? We cannot use wholesome. Why? Because when we use wholesome, it means that it will produce result. Arahant cannot, Arahant's mind, because he has already eradicated all the deformments. Therefore, all his wholesome cannot produce result. Since cannot produce result, we cannot call karma. We cannot call it wholesome. We only call it functional. But it's the same one, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. Okay. Therefore, there's not so many things to remember. Many things are repeating. It's just the name different only. Either it's wholesome, resultant, and functional. Three different only. Three different names. Yeah, yeah. His resultant is from past karma, before he become arahant. His I is resultant. Yep, yep. If resultant is before he become arahant, his I is resultant. Yep. After Parinibbana. After Parinibbana, then no more eye, ear, nose, and so on. Okay. I think I want to finish this one. Okay. Now we come to four immaterial sphere wholesome consciousness. Wholesome, You see, I purposely use different color, white color, to make you clear. It's wholesome. And it's immaterial. Arupa jhana. We have four types of arupa jhana. So wholesome. What is the first one? Wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of infinite space. First, arupa jhana. Second one, wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of consciousness. Third, wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of nothingness. Fourth, wholesome consciousness pertaining to the base of neither perception nor non-perception. So now if we practice arupa jhana, if we as a human being or deva, we attain immaterial jhana, then our consciousness is called one of the four immaterial sphere wholesome consciousness. Okay? Now, let's say, now we die as we die while entering into first immaterial jhana of base of infinite space. Then we take rebirth in where? Where? We take rebirth in immaterial plane of existence. We cannot take rebirth as human being. If you die entering into immaterial jhana, you have to reborn in immaterial plane of existence. If you die as a first jhana of fine material, then you reborn in fine material plane of existence. It must tally, match with your jhana, right? You cannot attain first jhana, then reborn as human being next night. Not possible. Okay? So this is also important for you to understand. Okay, then if we die as base of neither perception nor non-perception, arupa jhana, then we will reborn in the top, the top, you see the triangle there? The four, four is the place where anybody who attain jhana and reborn there, and their rebirth consciousness is called immaterial sphere resultant consciousness. and they will be reborn on the top, the triangle, the top there. Is it clear? I know it's fast, but after that you read my book, you can get better understanding. Then we have some discussion also. Okay? So this is what the rebirth consciousness, when you are born there, you are born in four immaterial sphere planes, then your rebirth consciousness is called resultant immaterial consciousness. It cannot call wholesome. Okay, the last one, functional, is belong to Arahant. So, okay, samsara. This samsara, all the consciousness we have learned, how many types of consciousness we have learned, let's repeat very fast. The consciousness can be classified in by way of nature into four: wholesome, unwholesome, resultant, functional. And consciousness also can be classified by way of plane of existence, right? Sense sphere consciousness, five material consciousness, another one, immaterial consciousness, and the last one we are going to discuss. Okay, so the first three, sense sphere consciousness, five material consciousness, immaterial consciousness, all this consciousness will follow the round of rebirth, turning and turning in the samsara. Only one, eight type of consciousness are out of samsara. What are the eight? We call supramundane consciousness, the last one. Okay? Supramundane consciousness, Lokuttara Citta. These are the noble consciousness that has gone beyond the five aggregates of clinging, beyond the 30 plane of existence. 30 plane of existence we call samsara. Right? And this consciousness go beyond that. So what are the four? Number one, this four can be divided into two. One is called four wholesome path. Stream entry path, once returning path, non-returning path, and arahant path. These are called wholesome. And we have another four called resultant fruition. We call path and fruition. Magga pala. This fruition is same, stream entry, once returning, non-returning, and arahant. So the moment you get stream entry path, immediately followed by stream entry fruition. Magapala continuously one. The moment you get once returning path, by contemplating anicca, dukkha, anatta, if your five controlling faculties are matured, then you get stream entry path, followed by stream entry fruition without gap. Similarly, you continue, once you become stream entry, you continue to contemplate anicca, dukkha, anatta of five aggregate, then you become once returning, you achieve once returning path, immediately followed by once returning fruition. Similarly, one returning, non-returning, and arahant. So, supramundane consciousness, there are eight, divided into two, path and fruition. Okay? And this eight consciousness, either stream entry path or stream entry fruition, all take Nibbana as object. All take Nibbana as object. Okay, this is the first chapter. Let me quickly go through. So, this chapter we cover what is consciousness. You must understand consciousness by way of four characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause. Then, consciousness can be classified by way of its nature. There are four. What are the four? Wholesome, unwholesome, resultant, functional. And also can be classified by way of plane of existence, sense fear, fine material, immaterial, and supramundane. That's all, first chapter. You read the book, then you get better understanding. Evening, we have some discussion. Okay? When come to discussion, your understanding will deepen. And we have presentation, and you listen again, then it become more clear to you. If you still cannot understand, I have a lot of PowerPoint and talks which I explain in more detail that you can go to my website and listen again. Today, I give very, very fast because I want to give you more information within a short time. And I assume all of you are highly intelligent so you can understand. Okay? Thank you.